Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will recognize the independence of two separatist regions in eastern Ukraine. He made the announcement just a short time ago. It's uncertain how President Biden and the U.S. will respond to Putin's announcement. Biden had said he'd be willing to meet with Putin barring Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Joining us now live is NPR correspondent Frank Langfitt. He is in the capital, Kyiv. Frank, I want to ask you first the response to Putin's announcement just a short time ago there in the capital that he will recognize these two republics as independent. What is the response there?
Well, what you're seeing certainly on social media here is an expectation of a Russian invasion. There's one person writing here, most likely scenario, the Kremlin will try to implement an attack on Ukrainian-controlled cities and territories of Donetsk and Luhansk. Another person saying this is an international crime. And in fact, Putin's next decision will be to send troops there. So that is the expectation. Exactly how that happens, it remains to be seen. But that's certainly the expectation here.
What is the importance of these two regions? And where did this announcement by Putin come from? Is this something? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, he's speaking now. And what we understand from news reports is that he's already told, for instance, Emmanuel Macron, the French president, that he intends to do this. And of course, Macron, as you would remember, has been trying to broker more, you know, diplomatic discussions, ideally between Putin and President Biden. Why is this really important? This is an area that Russian-backed separatists took control of in 2014. And, of course, this is the second part of this country that is occupied by, you know, armed forces. Also, the Russian forces went into Crimea and took control of the Crimean Peninsula as well. And so we'll have to see what happens. But if there's an invasion, not only would it take over these parts, perhaps, that are controlled by separatists, but it could push even farther into the country. And that's what people will be watching for in the coming days.
And so, as you mentioned, it was 2014 when Putin annexed Crimea, the small but very important region of Ukraine. Now he's recognizing these two areas as being independent. Is there a fear that this invasion will happen in this manner, piecemeal, chip by chip?
It's hard to say exactly what will happen. Of course, he hasn't invaded yet, but certainly this is the expectation. He may need a pretext for it. Certainly what a lot of people here in Ukraine have been watching and saying, what will President Putin say that the Ukrainians have done? I think that a lot of analysts that I've talked to thinks that he will try to present this as some kind of humanitarian operation, that here are these independent Russian supporting, you know, entities, and the Ukrainian military has attacked them or done something terrible, and the Russians have to come in sort of in a humanitarian effort, and that's the way that he'll try to phrase it. But we have to see what he will do. We don't know that yet.
Do we know what the pushback has been by, say, the president of France or any other European leader to this? It's not just the United States that is pushing back on Putin.
No. I mean, obviously, people have played different roles here in Europe. I mean, Emmanuel Macron certainly has tried to keep talks going. Putin also talked to the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz today as well and shared this, apparently, this plan with him. I think what will be very interesting, Lisa, to see in the coming days is if there is indeed an invasion, how NATO responds, how Europe responds. There have been some divisions. You've certainly seen a more of a diplomatic effort from some of the countries in Western Europe that have more of an economic relationship with Russia. And then you have the border states, the frontline states like the Baltics and certainly, you know, places like Romania as well, being very concerned because they're up against Russia and they would be very concerned about, you know, seeing really more military activity around here.
So, as we mentioned, President Biden had said that he would be willing to talk to Vladimir Putin if Putin would not invade Ukraine. It sounds at this point as if any kind of diplomatic role is being minimized. Is there a diplomatic way out here?
It doesn't look like it at the moment. I think the next step is to see what the Russians do. This is a big step, and the anticipation is that this will be followed by military action in eastern Ukraine.
What would happen, by the way, if these two republics, Luhansk and Donetsk, if they are, if they're acknowledged as being separate by at least Vladimir Putin, what happens to Ukraine?
Well, we don't know. I mean, I think this has been probably, Lisa, one of the most uncertain stories I've ever covered in my career, in that you really don't know moment to moment what's going to happen. And I think that that is by design. I mean, I think the president of Russia is always trying to keep people guessing. and keep them on the back foot, as they say in Britain, where I work. And so we don't know exactly how this is going to play out. One question would be, if there's an invasion, is it just eastern Ukraine? Or, as the Americans have suggested, that there could be an invasion coming from the north, from Belarus, or coming up from Crimea. It's too early to say. Obviously, people are watching the satellite data very, very closely now.
All right. And it seems very briefly that that life goes on. People are going out, having dinner, getting groceries.
They are for now. We'll see how tomorrow goes. People have been very calm here for the most part.
Okay. NPR correspondent Frank Langfitt in the capital of Ukraine, Kyiv. Thank you very much, Frank.
Good to talk, Lisa.